to Conyers to make the final decision, but saying, quote, I would think he should resign. Two others making similar calls earlier this week, but Conyers has been rejecting the accusations made against him now by at least three women who are all former employees. President Trump was out on the campaign trail yesterday, in this case in Missouri, where he was campaigning for big tax cuts.
A successful vote in the Senate this week will bring us one giant step closer to delivering an incredible victory for the American people.
The president again also insisting there's never been a president who's accomplished so much in his first 10 months. Well, it seems holiday shoppers are scratching their heads over ads for upside-down Christmas trees. Mark Mayfield explains.
Stores including Target and Walmart are offering artificial Christmas trees designed to look like they're upside down. The cost? Nearly $1,000. A lot of people have gone online to express their confusion, wondering if it's a holiday joke. Actually, upside-down Christmas trees have existed for centuries in Slavic countries like Poland, where a tree hanging upside down from the ceiling is considered a religious symbol.
Reminding you, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning.
That me?
At 11:03. I don't know. It's saying it's 34 degrees and I see it's 64 degrees, so I don't know who to believe. It's chilly, though. It's brisk. There's a brisk wind. Forecast for today is mostly sunny, a high of 51. Tonight, there's a slight chance of showers, mainly before midnight, and then the showers will clear out, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are going to be partly sunny each day with a high in the 50s.
I like the Bing Crosby version better. This is Perry Como.
Yes.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. I know I'm being picky. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. I don't hate this version, mind you. I like it, but...
I'll just move on. I'm like so impatient today. Move on.
Is that a warning? Me and our listeners?
Yep.
Warning. Warning heard. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library and the many moods of Jennifer Winberry. The library will offer a wide array of services... The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. There's no doubt about it. It's the holiday season. Christmas time. By the way, Christmas time may be my favorite word in the English language. What's yours? Christmas time. It's all one word, right?
Jim Thatch.
That's two words. Something clicked here. Can you still hear me? Okay, hopefully. We kicked it off last night with a jazz holiday concert with the Eric Mantel Quartet, and that's just the beginning. the annual HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, will be on display starting Monday, December 1st. That's December 4th, Jennifer. I wrote the wrong date here. And I caught myself. Of course, I could have caught myself without explaining that I caught myself, but I'm being very explicit today. Be sure to stop by and treat your senses. On stopping by?
No, I'm being explicit.
Jennifer says the Christmas tree is not the only thing getting lit this holiday season. The Adult Winter Reading Club will get underway shortly, and as always, plenty of fun events in December in our Youth Services Department. All this and much, much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Finish your Christmas shopping yet? Start your Christmas shopping yet?
I actually bought a Christmas present last night.
Did you?
I did.
Can you tell us on the air?
No.
Okay.
Because the recipient might be listening.
Your mother?
Yep.
Is it an article of clothing? You'll have 20 questions?
No, it is not.
Would I ever guess it?
No.
Okay. Something quirky.
Mm-hmm. It even rhymes with quirky, actually.
You bought her some beef jerky for Christmas?
I'll tell you off the air.
Well, welcome to the Library Show. It is the holiday season, and last night...
Whoop-dee-doo, and a dickory duck.
My son hates that song.
Really?
Because he thinks Andy Williams just filled in sounds because he couldn't think of words for that.
He should read Kay Thompson's biography.
You say that every Christmas, by the way.
Because I love that biography. But why? It explains so
could
much.
Could I borrow it?
I don't.
Is it in our collection?
Yeah, the library has it.
It is? Of course, if Jennifer likes a book, bam, in the collection.
That's right.
If I like a book... No dice.
But it explains, like, the Andy Williams Red album. It explains a lot of the...
You got to really be an Andy Williams fan, I'm assuming, to like this book.
No, not necessarily. But it explains, like, her style of singing and how she influenced Andy Williams.
Gotcha. I'd like to borrow that, Jennifer.
It was good.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Where was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet. So every holiday season, we always kick our holiday programs and events off with the same show, Eric Mantel, who jumped the gun a little bit. It wasn't in quite December yet, but...
But you told
November
me last year it was in November.
29th is close enough, Jennifer. No?
Do you have your tree up yet?
Yes, all decorated. We are completely decorated.
I drove by your house the other night and nothing was lit.
It wasn't. I probably wasn't home.
It was pretty late, though. It was after 10 o'clock Monday night. Maybe you were asleep, even.
I doubt it.
Now it's just dark.
They're up. The kitchen tree and the tree in the living room. We have two. The kitchen tree is only a half-size tree, but from the road, Jennifer, it looks like a full-size tree because it's on a like a window seat kind of bay cutout kind of thing.
Very nice.
See the detail I'm getting into today?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the kickoff of the Hunterdon County holiday season, the Eric Mantel Quartet. So they've been coming for it's got to be 20 years. Is that right, Jennifer?
I would think so, yeah.
At least 20 years, the Eric Mantel Quartet has come around the holiday season. And what they do is they put their jazz twist on all your holiday favorites, including several selections from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas. So this actually attracts some kids to the show, too, Jennifer. They get to learn about jazz, even though they don't know. They've been introduced to jazz every Christmas through that Charles Schulz holiday classic. Are you a jazz fan?
Mm-hmm. But old, not really contemporary.
What do you mean? Like do you like the interpretive jazz where they go off on all the improvs and stuff? Do you like that kind?
Okay. Yeah, but not the modern, like more like bebop.
No.
Like Charlie
Parker. I don't know.
More like Charlie Parker.
Oh yeah, what's a song he did that I would know?
Birdland. It's the kind of thing you would know it if you hear it.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Jennifer. So the Eric Mantel Quartet, if you missed last night's show, you're in luck. We'll be doing a repeat performance at the North County Branch Library next Thursday, is that? December 7th. And that's just another one of our holiday programs, and we will go into depth about... Are you raising your hand?
Never mind.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
We'll go into depth about all of our holiday programs and events on today's show, as well as some non-holiday programs. We've mixed in a few secular programs, just in case you don't like Christmas, like every Hallmark Channel movie. Somebody always hates Christmas.
Jim, not everyone celebrates Christmas.
Why do people blame Christmas if something bad happens in their life? Have you ever met one person that, like, their spouse died in the holiday season, or they've lost it, or something bad happened around Christmas, and they just blame Christmas and stop celebrating it? That's the premise of 80% of all Hallmark movies.
And stop watching them.
I can't help myself. Occasionally, they're going to do one right by accident. But now I've completely gone so far off the track that I don't even know where I'm at.
Nobody.
So the holiday season. The other big event we need to talk about coming up this holiday season is the gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We got all the entries are in. We had 30 entries.
Oh, wow.
We'll be accepting. The people will be bringing in their creations to the library this weekend. And then we will set the display up in the lobby and in the main gallery on Monday. So stop by anytime after noon on December 4th, and it'll be ready for you to come and, like I said in the opening, treat your senses, Jennifer, to the sights and smells of, I'm sure, it's going to be very clever and very unique gingerbread. They are every year.
Yes.
And we're very happy to do this. I think this is the sixth or seventh year, maybe more. Do you have any idea? We should really keep track of this stuff.
We should. I think it's the fifth year with the chamber.
Okay, then it's going to be five because we didn't do one before the chamber.
We did it once or twice before the chamber.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was...
We did it down... We had them downstairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. But it's always one of the great events we have at the library this year. Or every year, I should say. So December 4th, stop in. We don't do a public's choice for that, do we?
No, because we do the awards so early.
Right. And we'll have an awards ceremony. If you want to see who the winners are, you can stop by the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. in our Bookmark Cafe, and we'll announce the winners. All the people who made the gingerbread houses will be there if you want to meet them and pick their brains and how they're so creative. You're welcome to come by then, too. And, of course, you're welcome to stay that evening. We have a program that night. Paul Biasacci. I get this name wrong every time. Unless I'm staring at his name, I don't know what it is. It's Paul Biasacci, Jennifer. Stars and Stripes Forever. This is one of those secular ones, Jennifer. Stars and Stripes Forever. This is... one of the great classical pianists that we have probably in this country, Jennifer. I've kind of looked him up a little bit. He's got an impressive resume, this gentleman, Paul Biasacci.
Didn't you look him up before you hire?
I just listened to him, and he was good. Okay. And I love the program. So he'll be doing old-fashioned American novelty numbers. So he's just going to pick classic songs from American music that were written for the piano, such as, I'm going to guess, Rhapsody in Blue right off the top, Jennifer.
Okay.
Here's another example. Here's Dizzy Fingers, Take Five. That's a jazz song, right?
Yes,
and that Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck.
Scott Joplin, of course. Stars and Stripes Forever. It sounds like a great show. Are you coming to this one?
Wednesday, yeah, I'll probably
Jennifer.
Stay for a little bit.
This is next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. We ask that you, if you are coming, to reserve a seat by calling 908-788-1434, and we'll put you down to make sure that you get a seat, because sometimes we fill up. Like last night, we had over 100 people crammed in for the Eric Mattel Quartet. Like I said, they will be repeating their jazz holiday performance next Thursday, a week from today, at the North County Branch Library located in Clinton.
Do you want to go to our first commercial break?
Do you?
I do, because it's time.
Okay.
I have trivia for you.
You do?
I do.
Surprise, surprise. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we'll be right back with Today in History.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting kind of catty-quarter from Jennifer Winberry. We forgot to mention that we didn't have a show last week because of Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pleasant, thank you. How was yours?
Pleasant? Did you have turkey?
Yes.
Did you cook it?
I cooked a turkey breast.
You cooked turkey breast so you don't get a whole turkey?
No, my mother cooked
it. I would probably prefer that anyway because I only like the white. I only like the breast white meat too. Interesting. I just realized I didn't have any leftover turkey. It must still be sitting in our fridge.
Oh.
Is it bad now?
No.
Then why'd you say ooh?
I don't know. It's getting, unless it's wrapped real well, it's going to...
So don't eat it? No, what are you saying to me?
Well, smell it first.
I always smell my food and it drives my wife crazy. You trying to get me in touch with the wife?
You don't need me for that.
And the turkey trot, of course, was another big success in Flemington. I came rolling down Main Street in about 34, 35 minutes. So, for not training, I'll take it. I finished.
It was pretty cold.
It was chilly, but for this time of year, Jennifer, I would call it seasonable.
But you're running around Flemington in shorts.
Okay, before we get to today in history, Jennifer is holding the HCL bookmark for December, the last bookmark of the year, Jennifer, of 2017. What are your impressions?
It's very nice. It is a... kind of a window vignette, different holiday, December winter emblems.
Three HCLs hidden in it. Jennifer can only find two. And here's my hint for you. Think outside the box.
Think outside. Okay.
No? Or let me put it this way. Think outside the boxes.
Wait. I gotta finish this first.
Jennifer. Dead air, Jennifer.
I know, but I'm trying to do
okay,
it.
Okay, it's time for today in history.
Wait.
Jennifer's
right.
Left us, everyone. She's work going on
outside
Facebook
the boxes.
Or something.
No, I was closing out the song, so it didn't go to the next one. Is it in the Snowflakes?
Maybe it was in that. Maybe the next one would have been a good song. Was it another Sam Cooke song?
I don't think so. Down here someplace?
Why don't you look?
I'm looking. I'm not seeing it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, we'll come back to that. So every month I do.
Oh, I found it.
Do the bookmark. There's three. This month there's three HCLs hidden in it, as well as the word December. See if you can find them. Of course, that's it, Jennifer.
And
is that
it will
so
be
hard.
No, it wasn't. It will be on our Facebook page tomorrow if you want a preview of it.
Very good. And then otherwise, what you do is stop into the library and pick one up at the circulation desk at the South, North, and Main libraries. Today in history. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is November 30th, and also some people who were born on November 30th. I'll just say their name and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by name recognition. I only have one event for today. November 30th in the course of history was very boring, Jennifer. In fact, I looked at one point. They did not have one thing listed on November, happening on November 30th, for 100 years, like between 1765 and 1865, there was no
where do you look?
Tangible event happening. Okay, Jennifer, 1982, are you ready? Mm-hmm. November 30th, 1982, one of the biggest album, best-selling albums of all time is released on this date. It becomes the best-selling record in album in history.
Thriller?
Thriller by Michael Jackson is correct. It was his sixth solo studio album. Solo, of course, after he left his four other brothers, Jennifer. Okay, and the people who were born on this date, are you ready? Are you going to play around with the computer?
No, I was looking for other things. Ken Jennings in 2004, Ken Jennings streaked.
I mean interesting things, Jennifer.
74 wins ends on Jeopardy.
Okay, you want to do this?
No. Dick Clark was born today. So other questions.
Yes. Okay, Today in History has been canceled due to cheating, rampant cheating
well,
by Jennifer Winberry.
Clark, I know who he is.
Who was born on this date in 1929, Jennifer? Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. He was the host of American Bandstand. He used to host New Year's Rockin' Eve, the pyramid, $25,000 pyramid.
Yes, America's oldest teenager was his nickname, and we know his very first guest, don't we?
Yes, we do. Jack McDade.
Jack McDade, local entertainer Jack McDade, was his very first guest on Bandstand back in the 50s. Jack McDade will be performing at the Hunter County Library next. He'll be doing his Valentine show on February 7th, 2018. More info to come. Let's go back to 1835. Jennifer, Mark Twain was born.
He was actually born as Samuel Clemens. He was an author. He wrote Huckleberry Finn, Connecticut Arthur and King, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Tom Sawyer.
Very good. 1874. This is easy today. Well, maybe not. 1874, Winston Churchill. It starts out easy.
It starts out easy. He was the Prime Minister of England during World War II. Smoked a cigar.
Very good. Is that actually The Darkest Hour is a new movie coming out sometime in the next couple weeks.
Looks
very good. Gary Oldman starring as Winston Churchill. I'm sure your husband's going to want to go see that
one. Some places said it was released on Thanksgiving. Some weren't saying until January, so I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just
ballparking
it, Jennifer.
I've seen the previous
one. I saw the movie The Man Who Invented Christmas. Did you see that yet?
I did not. Did you like it?
It was good. Interesting. If you like backstories of things, how Dickens came up with the idea for writing a Christmas carol, what was his inspirations, if that sounds interesting to you, I would suggest The Man Who Invented Christmas. No real stars in it. Oh, I guess Christopher Plummer is a star.
I'd be sorry to hear that.
He plays Scrooge. Kind of. The inspiration for Scrooge, I should say, Jennifer. Okay, 1926, I don't even think you'll ever get this one. Richard Crenna was born.
He's in a band.
He is. No.
No.
That's news to me. He's an actor, Jennifer, probably most famous for being in the Rambo First Blood movies, among other things. But my DVD alert for today, he was in the movie The Flamingo Kid. Do we have that in our collection?
Probably not.
Starring Matt Dillon, Richard Crenna. It's a summer on a Long Island, beach club. And it's very good coming-of-age kind of movie. Stars Wayne Gretzky's future wife, too, Jennifer.
What is it?
It's called The Flamingo Kid.
Oh, yeah, we have a copy.
We have a copy? Mm-hmm. I highly suggest coming to the Hunter County Library and borrowing the Flamingo Kid. You're welcome. Okay, 1952, Mandy Patinkin was born.
Mandy Patinkin, he was in Chicago Hope. He played in The Wild Party and Secret Garden on Broadway.
Really?
But you're not
gonna know that. I know him for playing Inigo Montoya in The Princess Bride. Please tell me you saw that movie. Never saw The Princess Bride. Oh, my God. I know we have that in our collection.
Yes, we do. It's the anniversary of it this year, the 30th anniversary.
Right. You would love that movie.
I know.
You know?
I keep hearing I would.
Someplace, you would. What resist? Do you have a DVD player at home?
Mm-mm. I do, but it's not hooked up. Please stop shaking your head.
I'm just losing all the will to broadcast, Jennifer.
Good.
I'm losing it.
Because I've lost it before I even got here.
And it's just seeping over to me. It's like a fog or something. You're doing it.
Thank you.
1953, David Sanchez was born.
David Sanchez. Is he Yankee?
No.
Nope.
Only the biggest of Bruce Springsteen fans will know who David Sanchez is. He was an original member of the E Street Band. He's a jazz keyboard player who decided to go out on his own pretty much right before Bruce hit it big. But he has had a nice career as a jazz keyboard player. Not like he failed or anything, but he turned away the E Street Band, Jennifer, for other things. Billy Idol was born in 1955 on November 30th.
He's a British pop star, White Wedding.
Very good. That's enough. 1962, Bo Jackson was born.
He was a sports... He played professional baseball and football, and I think he was the first one who did it. He played for the Mariner? No. Someplace out west.
He played for the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, Kansas City Royals.
That's out Midwest. And he played for the Oakland Raiders. Okay. And then he had a bad hip injury and he retired from both.
And he used to, Bo knows he would, I don't forget, right. At Adidas or Nike. What does Kiko have to say?
Kiko is listening. He wants to reaffirm that The Princess Bride is an awesome movie, Jennifer.
I don't doubt it.
He doesn't listen to her. She doesn't listen, Kiko. And he even gives a line that Mandy Patinkin said in the movie, "My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." He says that to Beth. That's what he says. He practices it the whole movie until when he finally meets the person that kills his father.
No, I don't have to see the movie. You've told me how it ends.
That's not how it ends. That's not even close, Jennifer. Don't make excuses. If you don't want to see Princess Bride have an unfulfilled life, that's up to you.
I have an unfulfilled life, Jim. I don't think seeing Princess
You don't have
Bride
an unfulfilled life, Jennifer.
You said I did.
Well, I think this would help you. Why is your life unfulfilled? Now you're scaring me over there.
Okay. Let's move on.
You're the assistant director of the mighty Hunterdon County Library, a juggernaut when it comes to county libraries, in my opinion. You don't think so?
No, yes, I do.
You better think so. 1965, finally, Jennifer, Ben Stiller was born.
Ugh, he's Jerry Stiller and him.
You hate him.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
I don't know. I liked his parents.
Did you see any movies he was in?
No, because it's kind of, to me, it's like slapsticky kind of goofy. All right, what's he been in?
How about Meet the Parents?
Yeah, no.
No? That's a very funny movie. DVD alert, if you've not seen Meet the Parents, because we can't go by what Jennifer's seen or not seen. Meet the Parents is a very funny movie. It's Robert De Niro stars as the father and Ben Stiller as the nightmare kind of meeting the parents, you know, everything goes wrong kind of thing. Very funny movie.
Like Zoolander and...
Did you see any of them?
No.
Why am I asking? What was the last movie you did see?
The Novitiate.
The what?
Novitiate.
What is that?
It's about a young woman who is a novitiate. She was a pastor. She entered a...
What's a novitiate?
It's the second step to becoming a nun. And it's set in 1964 at...
Sounds like a laugh riot.
The turn of Vatican... just as Vatican II was coming about.
Okay, let me amend my question. Well, first of all, what year was this made? Don't say anything.
2017.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, what was the last comedy movie you've seen?
Oh, golly.
This is a problem. This is what I think we need to do, Jennifer. You need to watch more comedy movies. Then you'll be able to have a different take on things that happen.
I've seen a lot of movies this year.
No comedies. This is very telling to me.
I saw Murder on the Orient Express. Not very funny. The Novitiate. The Lost City of Z. Didn't end well. Fences.
This explains a lot to me.
Hands of Stone.
If all you watch are these heavy dramas, what do you think your mindset's going to be?
You know what my mindset is.
I know, but now I know why. You would like comedies.
Dunkirk.
No comedies at all. Jennifer Winberry. I'm telling you, I'm worried about you now.
You should be. All right, I have. Yeah, is that all the trivia? You got anybody who died today?
No, nobody died that I care about. No, I'm just kidding. Nice. That was mean to say. Nobody that I think you would know and I would know, kind of thing.
All right. Well, I've got some trivia for you.
Thank you.
But first, I have a question. Usually, right above or right near the New York Times crossword puzzle every day, they have a Jeopardy question. I don't know if it's a final Jeopardy or not.
Oh, yeah?
But that's beside.
That's going to be on the show or something?
Yeah, it'll be on the show that night.
Oh.
And then you look the next day for the answer. Except Friday, then you got to look Monday. But anyway.
What about the people? Oh, I guess the shows are pre-taped so the people that are on the show wouldn't get a little hint.
Yes. So I saw one the other day, and I was really pleased that I knew the answer.
Okay. I'm probably not going to know it. I think a novitiate, and I don't.
I think you will know the answer. What state capital, founded in 1805, begins with the first four letters that are the same as the last four letters of its state?
It begins with the same. I'm going to have to think about that for a while.
Okay. You want the piece of paper?
What, to write things?
No, to think about it. Or you can think about it.
So the first four letters of the state capital are the last four letters of the state?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's going to take a while to wrap your head around. Did you get it immediately?
I did because of the way I think of state capital, the way I go through, like if I need to find state capitals because of the way I go through the states.
Right. Was it easier to think of the state first?
Might be.
Is it Midwest or West?
Nope.
It's in the East, 1805?
Yep. You should know it well. I thought you'd get it right off.
It's not Trenton. It's not New York. It's not Delaware.
Nope.
Vermont.
Yes, it is.
Montpelier?
Yes.
R-E?
No. The first four letters of the state capital.
Are the last. I gotcha.
I thought you'd get it right off the bat.
It's too much thinking. My head doesn't work that way. Too many spinning around. You've got a very logical brain.
Well, and the reason I got it so quickly is because when I need to find state capitals, I start at Maine and work my way down.
So it was the third state in.
Right. Okay. So what I did.
And there's no comedy in your brain, so your brain's allowed to logically work through these problems.
Yep.
Where
okay.
I would crack up about something maybe halfway through. You're not going to like this.
All right, so what I did is I found some Christmas movies.
Yes.
That I know you have seen.
Okay, I've probably seen all of them.
And I got their cast, their credited cast.
Okay.
And I'm going to start, this is kind of a take on one of your trivia.
Okay.
I'm going to start at the bottom. They're usually listed in the order of appearance.
Okay.
And go up and see how far.
Till I can nail it?
Yep.
That's interesting, Jennifer. I like the way you're thinking.
Do you want to know the character they played to?
I don't know. Let's start with the hardest. Give me the person.
Okay, part. Harry Barris.
I don't even know who that is.
Joan Arnold.
Don't know who that is.
Shelby Bacon.
Maybe you should give me the characters of these people.
Okay, a musician, Daphne Vanderbilt.
How many people are we talking about?
Well, it depends.
They should do like the top 10 or something.
Well, this is the top 12. James Bell at Dunbar. Marek Windham as Francois.
Keep going.
Leon Belasco as a flower store manager.
Flower store manager?
Mm-hmm.
Shop around the corner.
No. They're blatantly Christmas.
Oh. This is Holiday Inn.
This is Holiday Inn. You are correct. Well done. Mark Atchison, a mailroom worker.
I'm going to have to say elf.
Yep. Jeff Gillen as Santa Claus.
Keep going.
Teddy Moore as Miss Shields.
That is a Christmas story.
Wow. I think I'm not going to give you the characters this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it'll give it right away.
Go ahead.
Carol Coombs.
Okay.
Larry Sims.
That's a Christmas carol.
No.
No? Okay, go ahead.
That's Alistair Sims.
Oh, okay.
Caroline Grimes.
No.
Jimmy Hawkins. Christopher Lane. Frank Hagney. Sheldon Leonard. Danny Mummert. George Noakes.
I don't know any of these people. Keep going.
Ray Walker. Bobby Anderson. Argentina Brunetti. William Edmonds. Sarah Edwards. Charles William is Cousin Eustace.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes. let's see. Cody Berger. Miriam Flynn. Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts. She was in Christmas Vacation.
Correct. Philip Tung. Jerome Cowan. This next one's the giveaway. William Frawley.
William Frawley. Freddie Mertz? Oh, I know. A Miracle on 34th Street.
Correct. Let's see. John Brascia, Johnny Grant. We're gonna have to go too high for this one.
Give me character names then.
Ed Harrison.
Oh, Ed Harrison. That's White Christmas.
White Christmas.
The Ed Harrison Show.
Right.
Boy, you're way down on these cast lists. Go ahead. Did you put this together yourself? It's a clever idea.
I did. Yeah, I mean, I got them from Wikipedia. I got the cast from Wikipedia, but yeah, it was my idea. All right, the last one. Jerry Bamman as Uncle Frank. Mike Morona as Jeff. Angela Gothels as Linny.
Linny?
Mm-hmm.
Linny?
Linny.
Go ahead.
Hillary Wolf as Megan.
Oh, is this a... It's not a Christian. Are you talking about Little Women?
Uh-uh.
Oh, go ahead.
Devin Rattray as Buzz.
Buzz?
Catherine O'Hara as Kate. John Hurd as Peter.
Oh. Home Alone.
You did pretty well.
Fair. Still November. I'm still not in mid-season form yet.
Not mid-season form?
An early season form. But thanks for putting that together.
You're welcome.
That was fun. I hope our listeners enjoy that, too. It's 11:39. We have about 18 minutes before Jim Gannot joins us with his show, Taking Care of Business.
Well, do you want to go through? Shall we go through some of the programs, starting with tonight?
Yes.
Tonight at the Headquarters Library at 6 p.m., we will be showing Collateral Beauty. A successful New York advertising executive suffers a great tragedy.
Sounds like a movie right up your alley.
And he retreats from life. While his concerned friends try desperately to reconnect with him, he seeks answers to the universe by writing letters to love, time, and death. Although I do have to admit, I do not have time to write love letters to anybody.
He writes just letters.
Just letters, like, right. To love, time, and death. And that's tonight at 6 p.m. Tomorrow at 11:45, an unusual time, but we got to do what we got to do. The 100th Central Regional High School Fiddle Club will be stopping by under the direction of Will Magalio, and they'll play a selection of traditional and sometimes non-traditional music. stop in and listen to these young performers. And a couple of years ago, they brought trumpet players, too, and they played some mariachi music. He always tries to mix things up for them.
He's good. How many years have they been coming? It's been quite a while.
They've been coming a lot. It started out where I just wanted them, like, in the lobby, kind of as a surprise.
Yes.
But then people wanted to sit and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew and it grew.
It's a very short show, maybe about a half hour.
Half hour. It's, yeah.
But we appreciate them taking the bus ride over. The kids love getting out of class, I'm sure. I know I would have.
And they said last year they were going to...
that would have been enough for me to take up the fiddle. Hey, you'll get out of class once a year for a half hour. That would have been enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to see if they're going to...
The very first year they were here was that year we made the huge HCL in Gingerbread.
Well, that was, I think, 2006, I think.
They were there that year because it was in the lobby with them.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Was that 2006 or 7?
I don't remember.
But yeah. Wow.
Can't remember any of that stuff, Jennifer.
Wow.
Next Tuesday, December 5th, here's another one of our secular programs. Everyone loves the Beatles, Jennifer. Some people say they don't. Some people even listening right now say they don't like the Beatles, but you do.
I can't imagine
you'll catch yourself. You'll catch yourself humming a Beatles song without even realizing it, Jennifer. So if you like the Beatles either consciously or subconsciously, we got the program for you, The Making of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. With Beatles scholar and storyteller Vinnie Bruno. It was 50 years ago today. Please join Beatles scholar and storyteller Vino Bruno for his lecture about the making. I didn't have to read, Jennifer, I just said that. This lecture will follow in the footsteps of the Beatles as they embark on the creation of their studio album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Rolling Stone's number one ranked album of all time. He'll explore the genesis of how the songs were written, their musical influences, recording, and production techniques, and the iconic cover art. The presentation is enhanced by visual backgrounds and audio clips. Does he have the right to play Beatles songs? That's usually a hard right to get a hand on.
He's not performing them.
So, interesting. I know two songs on Sgt. Pepper. One song is called Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. John Lennon was at like an antique store and found this old circus poster and wrote the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite based on what was on that circus poster.
Kiko, I'll wake you up when he's over.
And then the song Good Morning, John Lennon got from a breakfast cereal commercial, like a Kellogg's commercial. That's how the Beatles worked. Any little thing would inspire them.
Lucky Beatles.
The song Day in the Life on Sgt. Pepper's was actually a combination of two songs, part by Paul and part by John. I think that's all I got for you right now.
That's all you got for me?
Yes.
All right, I'm looking up the, because we were featured at American Libraries that year.
We were?
Yes, we were. Did you remember that?
No.
Oh, we were.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, yeah, so I went to...
And we haven't been featured in American Library since... Okay, next Wednesday, December 6th, I already mentioned Stars and Stripes Forever, The Great American Piano with Paul Bisaccia. So if you want to hear a very good pianist who is an expert at his craft, he'll actually even have a little camera, a little screen set up so you can see his hands playing the piano, like up close. That's how good he is. Only the good ones do that, Jennifer. Selections from Joplin and Gershwin and patriotic songs, all American great piano songs. That's next Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. All the programs that Jennifer and I talk about are free and open to the public. We get grants from the Cultural Heritage Commission as well as funding by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And if you want to view all of the programs, go to our webpage. Always go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Have our webpage open. That'd be the ultimate library show experience, is to listen to us, but have our webpage open. So
so you can follow along at home.
Yeah. So when we're talking about something, so if you go to hclibrary.us and you want to see all of the programs that we have coming up, click on the events calendar. Or the big word events on the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, and all of the flyers for the programs will come up. And then you can pick and choose which ones you want to come see, like the Holiday Movie Week at the North County Branch Library. That's coming up, Jennifer.
Let's do the commercials real quick.
Okay.
we'll hold everybody in suspense until we come right back, and then you can talk about the holiday movies.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And I know you've been waiting with bated breath to hear about the holiday movies at the North County Branch Library.
Yes, the North County Branch is having a holiday movie week. Begins Tuesday, December 12th. It ends at Saturday, December 16th. They'll be showing one movie a day, all starting at 2 p.m. in their meeting room. And here's the movies they selected on Tuesday, December 12th. They selected the 1994 version of Miracle on 34th Street. I'm going to leave that at that.
It was better than the 1973 version, and I will leave that at that.
And we talked about this last week. How did the 1973 version prove that he was Santa Claus?
I don't even remember.
Was that the one with the $1 bill? Oh, no, that was the recent one. How did they prove it in 73? Maybe the same way they did it in 1934.
The only thing about the 73 of which I approve is Sebastian Cabot.
And who played the woman? Wow. Was it a famous actress?
I have no idea.
I know it was like David Hartman or something as the guy, right? As Fred Gailey.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday, December 13th, Black Nativity. I must admit, this is one Christmas movie I did not see, but they're calling it the musical event of the holiday season, Jennifer. Not just this holiday season. They say every holiday season. Black Nativity. Wednesday, December 13th. Then on Thursday, December 14th, The Family Stone, a dysfunctional family, welcomes their son home for Christmas and his new fiance, and they just give her hell, Jennifer, for really no apparent reason.
Well, it's Jane Alexander is the woman.
Never heard of her. What else was she and what she looked like?
She was in Kramer versus Kramer, Cider House Rules.
Nope. She didn't star in either one of those.
The Good Wife on TV. She's on TV a lot.
Oh, The Good Wife? She star in that?
Yeah, well,
No?
She's, I guess, one of the leads.
Friday, December 15th, we talked about it earlier, Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. The movie that introduced the world to the song White Christmas, starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. No, I'm sorry, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby are White Christmas itself. Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby in the holiday classic were... Irving Berlin wrote a song about every holiday, and we got two classics out of it, White Christmas and Easter Parade.
I'm Linda Macy.
Mason? Uh-oh. It's Linda Mason.
All right, whatever.
I actually did watch Holiday Inn. Did I watch it this year? I remember. What is your opinion? Do you like Holiday Inn or White Christmas better?
Holiday Inn.
Do you do?
I do.
Why?
I don't know.
I didn't think they'd be able to do that with the song they sing about Abe Lincoln's birthday. Right? That's very...
But it's of the time.
Reflection of the time, it's that's the time. For sure.
Hey, have you ever seen I Remember Mama?
No.
My parents.
I've heard of it.
My parents were watching it on Thanksgiving, and they were just rapt. Enwrapped.
Was that a TV show or a movie?
No, it was a movie. It was based on Mama's bank account.
Oh.
You would like it.
And you didn't watch it with them?
I listened to it. I was there to visit them, not watch movies.
Okay, then finally, December 16th, 2 p.m., The Muppet Christmas Carol, starring Michael Caine. Michael Caine's in everything. I was watching my wedding video, and damn if Michael Caine wasn't in it. So Michael Caine as Scrooge in The Muppet Christmas Carol. That's Saturday,
that's good.
December 16th.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
2 p.m. That just came to mind.
That was good.
That was some. I got it from somewhere a long time ago.
That was good.
Okay, want to talk about a few more programs before Jim Gannot kicks us out of here in 5 minutes?
On December 9th, Saturday, December 9th at 2 p.m., we will welcome back the Enslows and their Dutch Colonial Christmas to the North County Branch Library. If you have missed it last year and the year before, be sure to come see Anne and Ridley Enslow. They bring authentic 18th century instruments, including a hammered dulcimer and a violin made in France in 1776. They will also give a brief introduction to how the song fits into a colonial Christmas. The show will conclude with well-known sing-along carols, followed by apple cider and Dutch cookies. Please tell me she's not going to buy the Dutch cookies in the blue tin.
Why? What's wrong
with
them
that? Dutch cookies.
Well, I don't get it.
Never mind. On Wednesday, December 13th, the 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus will be at the headquarters library. And we're getting close to full on this, so you should definitely reserve seats.
Are we? Shoot. I was hoping we weren't getting close to full yet, because I hate to... Mm-hmm. Pack them in like that, but this is one of our most popular programs of the year, the Barbershop Chorus. So the majority of the harmonizers will be performing.
And what is it? Alice in Wonderland?
No, it's Santa Saves the Circus.
Oh, Santa Saves.
It's the theme this year. So the 100 and Harmonizers do a show every year. It'll be December 9th this year. It'll be at J.P. Case Intermediate School. They'll be doing two shows. I believe it's like 2 and 7. So it's the full show, where the first half is Santa Saves Christmas, like a skit with songs and music, and then the second half is a traditional Christmas. So if you've never seen the Harmonizers Christmas show, I highly recommend going to J.P. Case and seeing it, and then coming to the Huntington County Library on December 13th and seeing an abbreviated version of the same show.
And on Tuesday, December 19th... Rhonda Dene will be singing holiday favorites at the North County Branch Library. She'll sing nostalgic hits like The Christmas Song and Someday at Christmas, which I have to admit doesn't really make me feel nostalgic, Someday at Christmas.
I love that song. One of my favorite Christmas carols, Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas, beautiful song.
I didn't say it wasn't beautiful, but it doesn't really, that's not, to me, nostalgic, but whatever.
Very nostalgic. He's praying for world peace, Jennifer. How more nostalgic can you get than that?
That's not nostalgic. Nostalgic like evokes memories and things.
Okay.
And
I'm thinking of another word.
Still haven't had.
I'm thinking of another word for
enough holiday music. We will cap off the 2017 concert series with An American Christmas, featuring Fred Miller, singer, pianist, and narrator. He will have his American Christmas traditional mammoth sing-along. There'll be inspirational readings and sacred and secular favorites. It will be Tuesday, December 20th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, December 21st at the Headquarters Library at 2 p.m. And by that time, should you not have your holiday decorating all finished, you can create an evergreen centerpiece on Thursday evening, December 21st at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library with Susan D. of Fun to Create. Space is exceptionally limited for this program, so please call ahead, 730-6135. And to register for headquarters programs, call 788-1434. And did you mention for the Sergeant Pepper it starts at 6:30?
I didn't mention that.
Most of our programs start at 7, but Sergeant Pepper will be starting at 6:30.
And why is that?
Because he has so much he needs to cram in. And I told him he had to be out by 9.
You remind Kara about that program. It's the 5th, right?
It's the 5th. It is this coming Tuesday. And I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway, so that means it's time for us to skedaddle. I always wanted to say skedaddle.
Please, hopefully that's
thank
the last
you for listening.
Time.
Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of what's going on Capitol Hill is registering on Wall Street in New York. The Dow Jones Industrial Average breaking new ground as we hear from correspondent Doug Parrish.
For the first time ever, the Dow has broken the 24,000 barrier. The index opened more than 100 points higher this morning. It comes as the U.S. Senate is expected to debate a Republican tax reform package.
Matt Lauer's issued a statement a day after being fired from NBC's Today show for inappropriate sexual behavior.
Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort.
That's NBC's Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show reading his statement, the apology coming as new allegations against him emerge today. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat Al Franken is facing a fifth accuser who says he groped her during a photo taking, and this is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Cyber Week flooring deals are going on now. Get a deal and get it done with easy-to-install laminate from just 59 cents. Or worry-proof your home for the holidays with waterproof engineered vinyl plank on sale. Buy online at LumberLiquidators.com and get it delivered or pick up for free at your local store. Even get coupon savings on our best-selling hardwood floors. More deals from 49 cents and professional installation, plus special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of 2 MyPillow Premium Pillows and 2 Go Anywhere Pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
Today is day 6 of deliberations in a closely watched murder case in San Francisco. The jury continuing to deliberate the fate of an illegal immigrant charged in the shooting murder of a San Francisco woman.
The 32-year-old woman was shot in the back as she and her father walked on Pier 14 in July of 2015. Defense attorneys say the man charged with killing her, Jose Garcia Zarate, picked up a gun that fired accidentally.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. North Korea showing off its latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch in several photos, claiming missiles like the one launched on Tuesday could hit any part of the U.S. mainland. An American missile expert says the photos do show a very big missile, which only a few countries are able to produce.
The eyes of the world now turn to the United States Senate.
President Trump in Missouri yesterday, where he called on Senate Republicans to get a tax bill passed this week so it can be reconciled with a House bill that's already passed so that they can have a bill on his desk before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Getting word that House Democrat John Conyers is in the hospital due to what's being called a stress-related illness. Conyers has been under mounting